Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on lesson number 9, chapter number 9 in your book on the book of Deuteronomy. So the objectives of this outline are, upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Deuteronomy, identify to whom the book of Deuteronomy was written, state the purpose for the book of Deuteronomy, write the key verses of the book of Deuteronomy from memory, and state the life and ministry principle for the book of Deuteronomy. The author was Moses. It was written to Israel. And the purpose was to restate the law of the new generations of Israelites born since Mount Sinai. The key verses are found in chapter 6, verses 4 through 5. And the life and ministry principle are obedience brings blessing and disobedience brings judgment. The main characters are Moses, Joshua, Balaam, Amalek, and Miriam. So, in Roman numeral number 1, Moses' first sermon, historically, is chapter 1. The historical introduction is chapter 1. The review of the journey from Horeb to Moab, chapter 1 and chapter 3. The appeal to the new generation to keep the law, chapter 4. The account of the appointment of the cities of refuge, chapter 4. And the summary of the law of Moses, chapter 4. Then in Roman numeral number 2, Moses' second sermon, which is legal, which is found in chapter 5. And this deals with, first off, the Ten Commandments, chapter 5. He warns against immorality and compromise in chapter 27, and witchcraft, chapter 18. Moses describes Canaan, chapter 8. He reviews his personal experiences with God on Mount Sinai, chapter 9. He reminds them of their financial obligations to God, chapter 26, and the laws concerning clothing, chapter 22, divorce, chapter 24, women's rights, chapter 21 and 22, and warfare, chapter 20, are given. And he summarizes God's plan, chapter 6. Moses' third sermon, which is prophetic, is found in chapters 27 and chapter 30. So first off, we have the inscription of laws on stone and blessings and curses, chapter 27, the prediction of blessings and curses, chapter 28, and exhortations to holiness, chapter 29. Then we have a historical appendix, and that's found in Roman numeral number 4, which is chapter 31 and chapter 34. So we have Moses' final words and appointment of Joshua, chapters 31, Moses' song and exhortation, chapter 32, God's final words to Moses, chapter 32. Moses' parting blessing on the tribes, chapter 33. And then we have the death and burial of Moses, chapter 34. That's it for this outline. Go ahead and go to your chapter self-test and join me for the next outline.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.